This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Bernie Sanders scored a commanding victory in Nevada's presidential caucuses on Saturday, cementing his status as the Democrats' front runner. He says his campaign is about transformation.
Brothers and sisters, if we stand together, we will not only defeat Trump, we will transform this country and create a government and an economy that works for all of us, not wealthy campaign contributors. Thank you all very much.
As Sanders celebrated, former Vice President Joe Biden was in second place. Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren trailed further behind. They were all seeking any possible momentum heading into the South Carolina primary later this week. China is reporting another fall in the new coronavirus infections on Sunday. However, world health officials are warning it's too early to make predictions about the outbreak as new infections and fears of contagion increased elsewhere. South Korea is reporting a fourth death due to the virus and 123 new cases, bringing its total to 556, having doubled from Friday to Saturday. It's a new beginning in South Sudan a day after President Salva Kiir dissolved the previous government. Opposition leader Riek Machar was sworn in as his deputy. Kiir declared the country can now move forward.
We solemnly swear that we will work together to preserve the lives of our people and preserve their unity.
The world's youngest nation slid into civil war in 2013, 2 years after winning a long-fought independence from Sudan. For more on this, go to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. A United Nations report says Afghanistan passed a grim milestone with more than 100,000 civilians killed or hurt in the last 10 years since the international body began documenting casualties in a war that has raged for 18 years. Last year, there was a slight decrease in the numbers of civilians hurt or killed, which the report says was a result of reduced casualties inflicted by the Islamic State affiliate. But still, UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan Human Rights Chief Fiona Fraser said the documentation of the report indicates over 10,000 civilian casualties for the sixth year in a row.
UNAMA has again documented for the sixth year in a row that there have been over 10,000 civilian casualties caused by the armed conflict. A third of those are people who've been killed, men, women, boys, and girls.
The report comes as a week-long reduction of violence agreement between the U.S. and Taliban takes effect. The move paves the way for the signing of a peace accord by the end of the month. Thousands took to the streets in Chile on Saturday in protest against proposals to bring a new constitution. The call for a new constitution has been one of the demands in street protests that have swept Chile since last October. Demonstrators want to reduce the gap between the rich and poor and are demanding reforms in health care, education, and pensions. The highway that links the Syrian capital with the northern city of Aleppo is open for public use for the first time in nearly 8 years. This comes after government forces recently captured parts of the M5 highway previously held by insurgents. Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have made a big decision as they step back from their royal duties. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
It's Sussex Royal, no more. Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have decided not to use the word royal in their branding after they start a new life in Canada, having chosen to step back from royal duties. The decision follows weeks of talks between the couple and the British royal family about just how they'll present themselves to the world in future. Harry is still a prince, however, and the couple will still retain their formal titles, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Brazil's famed carnival kicked off on Saturday as millions of revelers poured into the streets, many of whom took the opportunity to parody or otherwise comment on the nation's deeply polarized politics. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.